Vet voice. Taking liberties. I enjoy each issue of your magazine, but I think special praise should go to Alan W. Dowd for his article on Our Eroding Freedoms, July. Freedom is always a trade-off with security. We have to choose. But when the choice is made for us, even more liberty is lost, as in the case of imposed regulations. Keep up the good work. Jack Olson, Newberry, Michigan. The American Legion magazine is one of the main reasons I am a member. I particularly look forward to Alan W. Dowd's articles. But in this latest one, he omitted the biggest taking of liberty, abortion. How many Einstein-level scientists or Washington-quality statesmen have we lost to this arbitrary taking of life? We now have 20 presidential candidates pursuing an alleged majority of American voters who think abortion is okay, according to some often quoted polls. But I cannot believe that deep down these candidates can think abortion is a right. Did we serve to deny the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to innocent babies? George Ziska Jr., Bellevue, Nebraska. I respect the points made in this article, but the regulations I am familiar with in the railroad industry were brought on by abuses. Abuses continue and need to be addressed for the common good. The number of pages is irrelevant. Tim Dineen, Evansville, Wisconsin. Alan W. Dowd bemoans the Dodd-Frank legislation as an example of governmental overreach resulting in a loss of liberty. But who is being restrained? Is it not the very individuals who, when left to their own selfish devices, almost destroyed our economic system? He overlooks the threat to liberty from unchecked power in the private sector. It's not the size of government we need to fear, but rather who is directing it. Is it we the people or a few individuals? The old saying, your freedom to swing your arm ends when your fist hits my nose, applies here. Lifting governmental restraints on the powerful few at the expense of the many is not advancing liberty. Jim Simpson, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Lore of the Legion. Regarding the Lore of the Legion piece on baseball, July, I saw the reference to Ted Williams serving in World War II and Korea. You should have also mentioned that his eyesight was so good it was off any government chart. Rumor has it he could read the label on a 78 RPM record as it rotated. Leo J. Finnegan, Jr., Hobie Sound, Florida. One of my golf partners, a longtime member of the Legion, shared your July issue with me. I was delighted to read the story on American Legion baseball. Growing up in Fresno, I played American Legion baseball. In 1960, our team won the state championship, the first team from the San Joaquin Valley to win that title. This November, it will be inducted into the Fresno County Athletic Hall of Fame. I was also the baseball coach at Roosevelt High School in Fresno. In the summer, the boys from my team played for Post 4. My Legion coaching career was from 1957 to 1964. During that time, Legion baseball was popular throughout California. Wade Blassingame, one of the players from our 1960 team, had a successful major league career with the Braves, Astros, and Yankees. Another one, John Major Martin, became an Army lieutenant and was killed in action in Vietnam. My thanks to Post 4 for its leadership and support, in particular, the late John Clem. The article brought back many wonderful memories. Jack Abbott, Irvine, California. Police and Veterans. We here at C.H. Berry Post 173 in Tamaqua, Pennsylvania, echo and applaud National Commander Brett Rystad's message urging support of our brothers and sisters in law enforcement. Commander's message, July. Spurred by a member who was concerned about protection for our police, we purchased 16 lightweight, quick-deploy armor shields for local departments, including Tamaqua, Ryan, Rush, and West Penn townships. We are proud to be able to provide these type of donations for our community and our fellow public servants. Michael J. Polyak, Tamaqua, Pennsylvania. Ban on transgender troops. Representative Bradley Byrne's support for the ban on transgender troops is based on opinion, and Representative Jackie Speier's opposition to the ban is based on facts. Big issues, July. If a person is willing to serve and meets the requirements, let them serve. Currently, there are some transgender individuals serving with distinction and honor. I know this because I am a transgender retired soldier and American Legion Post historian. We've been around a long time, and we should be allowed to serve openly. It's not a choice we make to be transgender. Sandra Dunn, Amarillo, Texas. Representative Bradley Byrne offers not one rational reason for banning transgender people from serving in the military. As Representative Jackie Speier indicated, all five service chiefs had no objection to transgender service. Byrne should show his dismay at the 70% ineligible and work to reduce this number. Until then, the 30% who are eligible, including LGBTQ, should be supported for volunteering. Bill John, Savannah, Georgia. Representative Jackie Speier needs to understand there are two sexes, male and female. Genesis 5:2. She needs to stop shoving LGBT down our throats and their California agenda for votes. I don't care what they do in private, but when it starts affecting me and my family in the workforce and in the community, it matters to me. Kenneth Adams, Douglas, Arizona. As a combat veteran who served during World War II, tanks, and the Korean War, engineer, I simply want to say that I would not have liked to have had a transgender soldier in my tank crew, in the close and intimate quarters of a tank. Gary Chipman, Jr., Burn, Texas. The truth about headaches. Thank you for Martin Sayers' article about headaches. Living Well, July. After surgery for hydrocephalus, water on the brain, I experienced headaches for more than a year, consulting neurologists and psychiatrists to no avail. A nurse practitioner suggested I stop taking tramadol and an over-the-counter pain medication. Having done so every 3 hours for 15 months, I stopped, and the headaches went away. Bruce W. Ryder, Grapevine, Texas. The American Legion magazine welcomes your opinions. Include your hometown and a daytime phone number for verification. All letters published are subject to editing. Due to the volume of mail received, not every letter can be acknowledged. The American Legion magazine, P.O. Box 1055, Indianapolis, Indiana 46206. Magazine at legion.org.